Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no love like Jesus. Hallelujah. You can call him in the morning. Hallelujah. You can call him in the evening. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You can call him late in the midnight hour. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's nobody that can love you like Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to his precious name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank the Lord for one more day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him for grace and mercy on the day. Hallelujah. We thank our Father for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But most of all, we thank him for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. We thank him for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Ooh, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for his promises. Hallelujah. We just praise the Lord on today. Hallelujah. My soul is so happy in the Lord today. Hallelujah. Because I know it's by his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, that I am here. Hallelujah today. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank the Lord for all of you that have come on the line today. Hallelujah. And those that will be listening later on in the archive. Hallelujah. We pray that the word of God will bless you on today. Hallelujah. I am Reverend Dr. Doris Doris. I am your host for Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. Hallelujah. And I don't take it lightly what God has put in my hands to be charged over. Hallelujah. For I am his servant. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. To do his will until he says my time is done. Hallelujah. I have to continue to bring forth the word and continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name on today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The word of God, hallelujah, is going to come from Luke, the 6th chapter, hallelujah, verse 27 through 36. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's going to come from Romans. Hallelujah. But the Lord sent me somewhere else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to do what thus says the Lord of this morning. Hallelujah. So Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 27 through 36. Hallelujah. But let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you humbling myself as I know how. Lord God, I ask that you allow Doris to decrease, Father God. Lord God, that your Holy Spirit may come forth, O God. Hallelujah, that your word will go forth to your people, Lord God, that everything that shall be spoken, Lord God, is of your word, O God. Hallelujah, not of my own. Hallelujah. Lord, I just bless your name. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for another opportunity, Lord God. But you didn't have to do it. But Lord, I bless your name. I'm so honored and grateful unto you. Hallelujah. I should have blessed everyone on the line today, God. Hallelujah. Bless their families, oh God. Continue to provide and protect them, Lord God. Hallelujah. As we go through these trials and tribulation, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to continue to keep our focus on you, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and ask it all. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 27 through 36, read. But I say to you, who hear, love your enemy. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, but I say to you, who hear. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. Hallelujah. To him who strike you on one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your good, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love who love them. Hallelujah. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then it goes on to say, and if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. Hallelujah. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing but in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Verse 36 says, therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Therefore be merciful, as your Father also is merciful. And I would like to look at the topic, the true character of a Christian life is love. Our character is who we are on the inside. Our character is who God sees us as. Our reputation is who people in the world sees us as. So when I say your character, the character of a Christian is love, that means that we are to love as God loves us. Because if we have Jesus on the inside of us, hallelujah, then we ought to have love for one another, hallelujah. We ought to love as he loved, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be, hallelujah. We are to love the unlovables. Is to separate ourselves from the world, self-serving kind of love. To share Christ's love with people who have no apparent ability to return anything at all. Glory be to God. Let me go to that again. It says, to love the unlovable is to separate ourselves from the world, self-serving kind of love. We just know that the word of God says that the world loves those that love them. Hallelujah. So in other words, if you don't love the world, then the world don't love you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But Jesus tells us that the world will hate us. Hallelujah. Because it first hated him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says to share Christ's love with people who have no apparent ability to return anything at all. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We know that it's sometimes hard to love people because some people can be so hateful. Some people can be so self-centered. Hallelujah. But we must remember, hallelujah, how we were before we came to Christ. Hallelujah. I know that we had some things in us. Hallelujah. That he did not like. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Jesus calls us to love as he did. To love those who finish last, those who are poor, or those who are powerless to help us. Glory be to the name of the Lord. See, Jesus even tells us who he wants us to love. He don't want us to overlook anybody because we know that God doesn't have no respect to person. Sometimes we want to love people that are in our group, people that have the same type of status, to live the same way we live, that dress the way the same way we dress up, talk the same way we talk, went to the same school or university that we went to. Hallelujah. We don't want to love those that we see sometime on the street. Hallelujah. That may not look so good or smell so good, or maybe they're hungry or something. We want to pick and choose who we love. Hallelujah. But that's not what God says. God says that we ought to love those who are poor or those who are powerless to help us. Hallelujah. We are not to be self-centered. We
we are not to have respect to persons. Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. The word of God tells us, hallelujah, and I don't remember exactly where it is, but it tells us about one man coming to church all dressed up, looking fine, and fine appraisal, hallelujah, and they set him up at the front, hallelujah, and another one comes in, and he doesn't look so good, he doesn't smell good, and maybe his hair not combed, he may, his shoes may be worn out, hallelujah, and they want to sit him in the back, hallelujah, but that's not love, hallelujah, that's respect the person, hallelujah, we have to think about, if God had a respect the person, some of us might not have made it in, hallelujah, into the relationship with God, but I'm so glad this morning, because see, I know where I came from, and I know where I was, but thank God this morning that I'm not that person anymore. I may have stumbled a few times. I may have went in the wrong direction. But I'm so glad this morning that God loved me in spite of myself. Oh, hallelujah. There were times when I didn't think nobody loved me. But hallelujah. I'm so glad that God loved me and he saw fit to save me from myself. Oh, hallelujah. Christian love is to be so dramatically different that it separates the believer from the world. It is to remove us from animals, respond that snares, attack, or retaliate. It is to transcend human response that expects an earthly reward for service or kindness. Such love will become a beacon of light, drawing the world into us. Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. We don't walk around attacking people, putting people down. Hallelujah, acting like animals. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The word of God lets us know that God made us more lower than the angels. Hallelujah. And we don't act like we don't care about other people. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We are supposed to be a beacon of light, drawing that sinful world, hallelujah, unto the Lord. But we are not supposed to walk around acting like we got it all going on. For Paul says that he don't boast, but if he boasts, he boasts in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. They will want to know what caused us to radiant love in the midst of unlovable, unloving people. They'll look at you and say, how can you love me? How can you do this for me? Even after all I've done to you, all the things I've said to hurt you, all the ways I tried to attack you, all the times I talked about you, and belittled you. Oh, hallelujah. But you keep on letting your light shine. And you let them know that it's the love of Jesus on the inside of you. It's not of your own doing. Hallelujah. But it's because of the love of God. Christian love finds its motivation in God's love for us. His mercy to us is the base of the mercy we extend to others. The word of God said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Oh, hallelujah. How can you ask God to be merciful unto you? And you can't show no mercy to the man or woman that you see sitting on the corner. Hallelujah. Hungry. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We as Christians are to renounce any form of retaliation. Sure, people do things to you, and you want to get even. I say in the Bible, an eye for an eye and two for two. But Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to those that spitefully use you. you and abuse you. In other words, you don't retaliate. You pray and you put it in God's hand. Hallelujah. And leave all vengeance to God. We ought to love by choice, not by circumstances. In other words, I love you if you do this for me. I love you. Hallelujah. If you love me. Hallelujah. We are not to love by circumstances or what people can do for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to the God. Let mistreatment by others remind us to overcome their evil. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The word of God tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. So when you look at that person, and that person has done something to you or said something about you, just remember that that's the evilness that dwells on the inside. So you pray for that person and you rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Forgive daily those who have sinned against us. Jesus said that if you don't forgive, neither will his Father in heaven forgive you. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. He was hanging on the cross. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all those accusers and those that cried out, crucify him, were standing around the cross. He was up there with nails in his hands and nails in his feet, and the blood rushing down off to the ground. Every bit that was shed for us. And he said to the Father, oh, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, hallelujah. And you want to tell me that if Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the one that took all our sins, all our filthiness, all our dirtiness, everything that we've done in the past, that we're doing now in the present, that we're going to do in the future, if he can hang on the cross, one that knew no sin, oh, hallelujah, but came into the world, oh, that we might be, oh, reconciled with the Father, and those that stood around, they spit on him, they whipped him all night long, oh, they called him everything but a child of God. They tried to trick him. Oh, hallelujah. He was denied and he was betrayed. But yet and still, our God, he hung on the cross and he said, Father, oh Lord, have mercy. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And their families today, oh, hallelujah, they walk around angry with one another. Someone has passed on and they still got hatred. The one that's living today still got hatred in their heart. Oh my God, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Don't know how to forgive. Don't know how to forgive. But God has forgiven them of their sins. The reason I know this, hallelujah, even though they have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, he said, he came into the world to take on the sins, all our sins, your sins and my sins. Oh, hallelujah. And today some still reject him. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your mind. In other words, you got to give God everything, everything that is a part of you. You got to give it all back to Him. Your mind, your soul, oh hallelujah, and your heart, oh my God, your will, your moral conscience, everything that is of you, give it back to the Lord. And if you can give it and love the Lord like that, then you can love your neighbor, you can love your enemy. My God, then he goes on to say, and these two on the second one is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't mean your neighbor might be next door. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your neighbor may be in China. Your neighbor may be in Russia. Your neighbor may be in Africa. Oh, my God. In other words, my sisters and brothers, we ought to love everyone. And sometimes we can say that's hard when we see people doing the things that they do. Oh, hallelujah. But it's not in our hands. It's in God's hands. Oh, hallelujah. When we go to church sometimes, there are people in the church house. I'm not talking about the church that is fully in us, but I'm talking about the church house. Oh, hallelujah. When we go together, I'm supposed to be there to worship the Lord God. There are people there sometimes, hallelujah, they don't want you to sit by, they don't want to speak to you, they don't want to talk to you, they look at you strange when you're worshiping God the mighty and not realizing that it was God that woke them up this morning. Oh, hallelujah, they get mad if you sing too long, they get mad if you preach too long, they get mad if you look a little different. Oh my God, but we are supposed to be there all for one reason, and that's to worship and praise the Lord and love one another as Christ loved us. Hallelujah. Oh my God. And then Jesus said, hallelujah, on these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. In other words, you don't have but two commandments. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. And that is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Hallelujah. And love your neighbor as yourself. And your neighbor can be your enemy, but you ought to love them. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord God. Glory to your name, God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 15, 14 through 15, the word tells us that if we forgive those who sin against us, our Heavenly Father will forgive us. But if we refuse to forgive others, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Hallelujah. So if you love, then you can forgive. Think about Jesus. Think about Jesus. How much God loves us. Oh, hallelujah. And how many times he forgave us. The disciples asked Jesus, How many times you forgive your brother or your sister? Seven times seven. No. 70 times seven. 490 times a day. 490 times. Hallelujah. Every day. Every minute. Hallelujah. You don't walk around and say, I forgive you, but I won't forget. Hallelujah. My God, my God. When we don't forgive, when we don't love, we miss out on our blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Verse 28 of Matthew 6 says, speak of blessings. Those who curse you, blessed is to eulogize, to speak well of, praise, to lift up, bless abundantly, and both give thanks. Hallelujah. In other words, oh my God, my God. And I know that sometimes we don't do it. We allow this tongue to get a little wagging all over the place. Hallelujah. And then it takes the Holy Spirit to remind us, hallelujah, to ask for forgiveness. But we ought to bless one another, speak blessing on one another. When you say God bless you, you saying a lot to someone. So don't take it lightly. My God, my God. Encourage one another in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you never know what someone is going through. And you never know who God is putting in your midst. Ooh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13:1-13. It speaks of, oh, hallelujah, the outline of true and faithful love. God says, love should be directed toward us. Hallelujah. Verse 1 to 3. The world says, love should be directed toward ourselves. Self-centeredness. God says, love is patient and kind. Verse 4. The world says, hallelujah, love satisfies your immediate needs. God says, love is never jealous or envious. The world says, love means you deserve the best. Hallelujah. God says, love is never boastful or proud. The world says, love isn't necessary to make people respect you. God says, love is never rude. The world says, let you act as you please. In other words, you do what you want. Hallelujah. God says, love does not demand its own. The world says, love gets in the way of what is in it for me. In other words, hallelujah, what God has for me, it's for me. Hallelujah, that's the world. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. God says, hallelujah, love is not irritable or touchy. It holds no grudge. The world says, love takes back. Love takes no back seat when it comes to seeking revenge. Oh, my God, my God. God says, love rejoices in justice and truth. The world says, love understands, even ignores evil. My God, my God. Hallelujah. In other words, what's bad is good. What's good is bad. Hallelujah. God says, love is loyal. The world says, love should be self-serving. Ooh, hallelujah. The kind of love God wants to give is impossible. to do on our own. But the Bible tells us in Romans 5:5, God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Verse 13, and now abide faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these three is love. The virtue of faith, hope, and love are necessary in this age. But in the age to come, faith will give away to sight. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, but not by sight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, my God. The world is self-centered. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. When I say the world, I'm talking about society, not the world itself. Because everything that God created in the world, God said it was good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. And it says, and hope will turn into experience. Romans 8:24-25. And it says, for we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope what they do not see? Hallelujah. For my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. I never met Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But I know, ooh, hallelujah, I know that He lives. Because He lives, oh, hallelujah, inside of me. He sits at the right hand of my Father interceding on my behalf. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know that my sins are forgiven. I know that I am a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. Oh, my God, my God. I have a Savior. I have a Savior. Not only a Savior, but He is my Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We love us. It mirrors the condition of our hearts. We as Christians are not just vocalized. Our love for God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we ought to demonstrate that love for God to others is easy to dislike someone than to love him or her. Grudges and resentments come easily, yet bitterness toward others is a poison. Hallelujah. We can poison even our children to hate our children. Hallelujah. To think that they're better than our children. Hallelujah. Well, we know that children, hallelujah, get what they are taught. They don't come in the world knowing how to hate. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. But we ought to teach our children. Teach our children about the love of God. Hallelujah. Train them in the way that they should go. And they will not depart. Hallelujah. Teach them about the love of God. Even when people hate them for the color of their skin. When they hate them because of the texture of their hair. When they hate them because of the clothes they wear. When they hate them because of the way they talk. When they hate them because of where they live. Let them know as long as Ooh, hallelujah. As God loved him, it don't matter what nobody else think. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let them know that they were created in the image of God. Hallelujah. Teach them how to love. Teach them how to love. Not just to say it. We as believers, don't just say it with your mouth. Let it be in your heart as it is in God for us. Hallelujah. It doesn't cost us nothing to love one another. The world is so full of hate today. The world is so full of destruction. My God, my God. The world is so full of devastation. Oh, hallelujah. Lies in your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They want you to think that it's not worth it. Hallelujah. But we must remember who we serve. We serve God Almighty. And his word is not going to change. If we're going to follow God, we must be obedient. But one thing I'm so glad that, ooh, hallelujah, that he is merciful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is forgiving. Hallelujah. His love is unconditional. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:6 says, those who say they live in God should live their life as Christ did. Those who say they live in God should live their life as Christ did. In other words, Christ is an example for us as believers. The Bible commentators put it this way. To return evil for good is devilish. To return good for good is human. To return good for evil is divine. Hallelujah. In other words, the word of God tells us we don't do evil for evil. Hallelujah. And even though sometimes that's hard, but if you allow the Holy Spirit to minister unto us, hallelujah, it will help us. We can't do these things on our own. Hallelujah. But thank God that he dwells on the inside of us. We don't realize that when we speak of the Holy Spirit, we're talking about God himself, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And if he can save us from our sins, if he can save us from being condemned, hallelujah, if he can save us from hell and damnation, hallelujah, hallelujah, if we allow him, hallelujah, he can help us in our walk. He can help us love those that put us down, those that, hallelujah, say all kind of evil against us, hallelujah. Well, Jesus tells us to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Oh, for great is our reward. Hallelujah. For they persecuted the prophets which were before us. So why are we going to be any different? Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The word of God says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to the name. So we're not by ourselves. Hallelujah. Although we are not divine, we as believers do not have the liberty to choose whom we will forgive. This means that we must do as Jesus has commanded us. And not only forgive our enemies, it's certainly something that does not come easily or naturally. In fact, if we wait for some feeling of love to suddenly overtake us, it simply won't happen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. See, as in the flesh wants to do what it wants to do. Hallelujah. But if we allow the Spirit of the Lord to take control, we'll be able to do those things. Hallelujah. Now, saying that is easy sometimes. Hallelujah. But the Word of God tells us to be slow to speak sometimes. Hallelujah. It simply won't happen. We must begin to pray for our enemies, even before we are conscious of loving them. This is impossible. Hallelujah. But with help from the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we can do it. Hallelujah. For with man, things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. The Word of God is full of divine abilities to forgive. Hallelujah. God's Spirit enables us. Joseph had the ability to embrace and kiss the very brothers who sold him into slavery. Genesis 45, 1 through 15. Hallelujah. David, hallelujah. God kept David from taking advantage of an opportunity to kill Saul, who was seeking to kill him. 1 Samuel 24th chapter. The Spirit enabled Stephen to pray for those who were stoning him to death. He asked God not to charge all that sin against him. Acts 7:59-60. Hallelujah. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, speak of the fruit of the Spirit, that when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, we will produce the kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, my God, only the Holy Spirit can produce the fruit and not our own effort. When the Holy Spirit fully controls the life of the believer, he will produce. That's why the Word of God tells us not to quench the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's look at these fruits. The first three concerns our attitude toward God. Love, joy, and peace. The second triad deals with social relationship, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. The third group describes a principle that guides the Christian conduct, faith, meekness, and self-control. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, we can't do it on our own. Hallelujah. And God knows that we can't. That's why Jesus said that he will pray to the Father and that he will send us a helper, the helper, the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which is God himself. Ooh, hallelujah. We will be judged by our conduct and deeds. Matthew 25, 34 through 40. Jesus speaks to his disciples about judgment. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to read that whole scripture. Hallelujah. But it comes from Matthew 34 through 40. The person we see becomes as Jesus to us. The person we visit in prison or in a sick bed becomes as Jesus to us. How may we know our Lord? We know him in doing his work and doing them as much to him as for him by putting our arms around those who are desperate or lonely. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior, he is the object of our worship and our love. Oh, hallelujah. John 12 and 26 says that love is a servant spirit. Hallelujah. You're a servant of Jesus Christ. You have a servant heart. Hallelujah. I remember Reverend Dorsey preached a message on the servant heart. You got to have a servant heart. Jesus said, I did not come here to be served, but I came to serve. The Word of God tells us that he took on no reputation. He emptied himself. He became Hallelujah. He didn't come to anybody to serve him, but he came to serve. Hallelujah. By dying on the cross for our sins. If anyone serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serve me, him my Father will honor. Romans 12 and 9 to 10 tells us to have genuine brotherly love. Don't just pretend that we love us. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Stand on the side of good. If you see your sister, brother in fault, go to them in a spirit of meekness and talk with them. Hallelujah. Not condemning them, but showing them love and meekness. Hallelujah. And remember that it was God that brought us to the place that we are today. And we still haven't arrived. Hallelujah. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. We should honor one another. If God exalt one another, if God elevate our sister, brother, let's honor them. Let's show them respect. Hallelujah. Some people, they won't even call you by your name. Hallelujah. It's a sin to say, Doctor, hallelujah. It's a sin to say, Reverend, hallelujah. My God, my God. But God gave us that. Hallelujah. So why not honor, not honoring the person, hallelujah, but honor the position that God has placed the person in it, because they couldn't do it without him. Hallelujah. That's love. Never looking down on one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what denomination or where you come from. Hallelujah. Because we're all sisters and brothers in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And we should respect one another. Genuinely affection for one another. Hallelujah. Just if you need a hand, I'm here. Brother, if you need a hand, I'm here. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If any man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. And that man says, male or female, for he that loveth not his brother or sister, whom he has seen, how can he say, I love God whom I have not seen? Hallelujah. John 4:20-21. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, loveth his sister, brother also. Love for God must express itself in love for fellow believers. Hallelujah. We all are in different denominations, and we all say we love God, but yet still we don't respect one another. Hallelujah. Because I'm a Baptist, you're a Pentecostal, you're a Methodist. God don't care nothing about no denomination. He told us to love one another. And if we're in the body of Christ, don't look at the fact that I'm a Baptist. Hallelujah. That's only where I got my piece of paper from. But God called me. I am a child of God. I am a servant of the Lord. I am your sister in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We must put away all that foolishness. That's why we can't love one another. Because we look at the things that man look at and not the things that God looks at. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word he says, the perfect love that casts out fear. Oh, hallelujah. Love for God must express itself in love for our fellow believers. The perfect love that casts out fear, hallelujah, swept away hate. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, hallelujah. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Now, mind now. Let me tell you about that fear. See, sometimes we get just a little bit confused. When the word is talking about God has not given us a spirit of fear. See, God has given us himself. And there is no fear in God. But God has also given us as human beings emotional fear. That if we're driving down the road and a car comes head on in us, there's going to be some fear. But still, even in the midst of that fear, you can say, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. I place this in your hand. Even though that car is coming after us, coming straight on to us, Lord. Deliver us. I believe it. In the name of Jesus. See, we get it all twisted up. Hallelujah. God has no fear. God is the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. But we have emotional fear. We ought to love others, not as Cain, who was a wicked one and slew, murdered his brother. And wherefore slew him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. We don't love like Cain loved. We don't get around people and say, I love you, and then go back and talk about them or put them down or say evil things about them. Hallelujah. As you say it, whatever you say, whatever you do, God hears and knows it. But I'm so glad that, because I can say, even at times I've said things, felt things, hallelujah. But I'm so glad that God is a merciful God. And I'm still learning, hallelujah. I'm still growing, hallelujah. And I know that I'm going to make more mistakes before I leave this world. But I know one thing, hallelujah. I thank God for his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I say to you today, we ought to love one another as God loves us. Hallelujah. None of us are perfect. Hallelujah. Don't look over people. Don't look over. Remember, we all were created in God's image. Hallelujah. No matter where they come from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ought to thank God that he has delivered us from where we were. Hallelujah. That we can look back and help somebody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Sometimes when people look at people that are homeless, they think they're all out there just drug and alcoholic. Hallelujah. But that's not so. Because what happened to them could happen to any of us. But it's by God's grace and God's mercy that it happened. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So our character, the true character of a Christian, is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. And that's the only reason why some of us are still here today. Hallelujah. Because God saw fit not to take us out. Hallelujah. In other words, not to allow that car to come into us. Hallelujah. Not to allow something in the food to hurt us. Hallelujah. Whatever circumstance it was, it's because of God's grace and God's mercy. And we ought to show the same love and respect to other people. Hallelujah. Love. It doesn't cause nothing, but it sure can put a smile on somebody's face. It sure can help a sister who has gone through a lot. It sure can lift a brother up when he's lost his job and he don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Because if you love him, you do what you can. And when you can't do no more, you pray. You pray with them. Hallelujah. And you trust God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our character. Hallelujah. Sometimes people say all kinds of things about you. Hallelujah. But I'm so grateful that God looks at my character. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God is so good. Remember, love people. It don't matter who they are. It don't matter where they come from. It don't matter what they have or what they don't have. Stop picking and choosing. Because everybody needs, at this time, everybody needs love. Everybody needs an encouraging word. People have lost so many loved ones. Children have lost their parents. Hallelujah. Grandparents can't see their children. There are doctors and nurses and people working in hospitals can't go home to their families because they're caring for those that are sick. And then there are some that are in the world today that are still walking around and being, and I'm going to say it, ignorant to the fact of what's really going on in the world because they feel like it's not going to harm them or it's not going to touch them, hallelujah, but it touches somebody else, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We must pray. We must pray, but yet still we must love. Love our president. We know that. I always say that God has placed him there because nothing happens unless God allows it. But we must pray for him. Hallelujah. We must pray for the ones that are coming, praying that God will be done. And whatever God's will is, hallelujah, we know that as believers that everything will work together for our good. Hallelujah. Joseph went through a lot till he got to the place where God wanted him to be. And sometimes it's going to be like that for some of us. Hallelujah. But we still must trust God and never overlook anybody else or blame anybody else for our circumstances. But look to God and trust him. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I am your host for Spirit-Filled Women of God. And I thank everyone for coming on the line today. I'll say a prayer, then I'm going to dismiss, hallelujah, this line. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, hallelujah. I thank you for your word, God. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your love, God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. But most of all, I thank you for Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that he suffered on Calvary for my sin, for the sins of the world. Lord, I thank you that you are a faithful God. I thank you, Father God, that your promises are true, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that even though we look at the things in the world today, hallelujah, Lord, that we know that you are still in control. Hallelujah, God. And God, help us to walk in the way that you have called us to go, not to lean or be distracted by the things of the world. Lord, there are people that are sick. So many, God. So many are sick of this virus, God. Hallelujah, God. So many are passed on, God. Hallelujah, God. So many are walking around, God, with it in them, oh God. But God, we place it in your hands, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I pray for the children, God. I pray for the little ones, God. Those, God, that don't understand what's going on today. Hallelujah, God. Cover them, Lord, in the precious blood of Jesus. Cover the parents, God. Hallelujah, God. Give them patience, God. Hallelujah, God. People are talking about God. It's the new norm. It ain't no new norm. It's the way things are. Oh, Lord God, that you said it would be in your word. You said there'll be famine, earthquake, hallelujah, walls and ruins of war. Hallelujah, God. My God, my God. But help us, those that are believers, God, not to give up, because it gets hard sometimes. There's some people, God, that have fallen away because they don't understand how a good God, how a loving God can allow things to happen. Hallelujah, God. When Adam and Eve sinned, God, they brought sin into the world. Hallelujah, God. You wish that none should perish. Hallelujah, God. But we must respect who you are, God. We must respect that you are God Almighty. Hallelujah, God. My God, my God. Bless, Lord God, those leaders, God. Hallelujah, those that are leading your people, God. Sunday after Sunday. Hallelujah. Those that are still standing and proclaiming your word. Lord God. Hallelujah. Give them the strength to continue, God. Even though we're not in the church house. Hallelujah, God. You're still with us. You're with us, God. Even on this line. Hallelujah. Because we're calling on your name. We're calling on your name. We're glorifying Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There's some God. So many have been playing. So many have been lacking. So many have been playing around, God. Playing with your name. Playing with your word. Hallelujah. But Lord, I pray, God, that when this all over, when your will be done, God, that there'll be a change, God. Change, Lord God. Hallelujah. Won't be no more playing. Won't be no more mockery. Won't be no more respect of person. Won't be no more hatred, lying, bite-biting. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. But God, we'll know that it was you, hallelujah, that's kept us. Bless those that are grieving, hallelujah, hallelujah, grieving, Lord God, over their loved ones. Those in the nursing home, God, that are not able to be with their families, God. But Lord, we place them all in your hand because nothing is too hard for you. You can be everywhere when we can't. And sure it hurts not to be with our children, not to be with our family. But Lord, we got you. We got you to look after our families. We got you to comfort us. We got you, Lord, because you love us. Not because we're anybody special or because we've done anything great, but because of your love, your mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, there are those out there right now, God, walking around teaching hate. Hallelujah. With their guns in their hands and the words in their mouth. Hallelujah. My God. Lord. Ah, hallelujah. I know you see it. Hallelujah. I place it in your hands. I place them in your hands, God. Hallelujah. Lord, bless the teachers as they continue to try to teach your children. Hallelujah. Lord, I know that one day it'll all be over. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, it'll all be over. I pray for the president and the president-elect that is to come. God, I pray that your will be done. I know that there are things that they're going to do that we as believers may not understand. But we know that as leaders, Lord God, they have to look after all people. But it doesn't mean that what they do, God, hallelujah, what they say, God, hallelujah, is what they believe. But they're not having no respect to person. Hallelujah. And I know that sometimes, God, hallelujah, they may say and do things, God, that they may not want. But Lord God, help them, oh God, that even in that time, that they'll call on your name and seek your guidance. Hallelujah. I pray for President Trump, Lord God, and Vice President Pence and their families. Lord, you know everything there is to know. I pray, Lord God, that he'll move on out of the way. That it won't be no devastation, no destruction that comes from him. That he'll bridle his tongue, Lord, when it comes to speaking hatred. Hallelujah. Lord, let your will be done, not our will. I continue to pray for my church family, God, for our leader, for Pastor Joan and Minister Joan, for the ministers, for the deacons, and for the trustees, for all the members, God. Lord, I pray that you be with them, O God. Help us, God, to trust you more than we trust the things in the world. Help us, Father God, to lean on you more than we lean on the things in the world. Help us, O God, to believe that nothing is going to happen to us unless you allow it. And if you allow it, then it's our time. Hallelujah. Help us, O God, not to take this time just to overlook you, O God, but to walk in your faith and not in our sight. Hallelujah. But not only our, not only my church family, but all church family, we know that it's a desert, a deadly disease out there, a virus. But Lord, we still must trust in you. We still must do your will. We need a fellowship. We need to send it together. Sheep scattered all over the place, running here and there. Hallelujah. Trying to get a word. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that no matter what, you're still in control. You're God Almighty, the makers of the heavens and the earth. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord. There is nobody like you, Lord. Again, I say to you, this is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I'm your host of Spiritual Woman of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. And I thank you all for coming to fellowship with us today. I'm going to play a little song, and then I'm going to dismiss us. If you need to leave, then it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I love this song.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because it's not about me. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord.
But it's
all about him. Not about me, hallelujah, but it's all about him. I'm living to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. It's not about me,
not about me,
it's all about him.
All about him.
I'm living to see Jesus.
Lord, I really want,
I want to see Jesus.
It's not about,
not
me.
About me.
Oh, Lord,
it's all about him.
I'm living to see,
I'm living to see Jesus.
Lord, I want to
see
him. All the things I've done.
Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in for and forevermore. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And again, I thank you all for coming on the line today. Have a blessed day in the Lord.